Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to Strategies of Success. Today we're going back to that nonprofit world, the world of where people are dealing with different kinds of issues. And in this case, it's the irritable bowel diseases. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has sponsored, the Long Island chapter, sponsors a couple of different walks that take place. Two of them are in Nassau County, one is in Massapequa, another one is in Hempstead, and then the third one is in Stony Brook. And they take place in June and in Massapequa. The other two walks are in October. And, of course, we'd love to see everybody come down to the walk. You know, it helps us raise money, helps us raise awareness. So that is certainly important. But it's really, it's that story. I've always found the story of the people to be the most interesting of it, because there are some people, when they're dealing with a chronic illness, they just go into their own little world and they don't want to share anything with anybody. And the irritable bowel diseases, Crohn's and colitis, certainly happens to fall into that category as being one of the bathroom diseases. So, you know, what goes on in the bathroom kind of stays in the bathroom. You know, it's not the most pleasant of things to talk about. But with my personal experience, and my wife was diagnosed with colitis as a teenager, she was going through a flare-up in her early 30s, and that's really when I got introduced to the whole thing. But I found that whenever we started to talk about it, we met amazing people, and we also met a lot of people that had their own story to tell that were just not really terribly confident about doing it. But once we all do start talking more and more about those things that we go through, all of a sudden it does build up everybody, because nobody should ever feel alone. And there was a period of time when I certainly felt that we were alone going through it. And it wasn't until we went to one of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation events where we got a chance to meet with other people and to see that, you know, we were not alone. So my whole purpose here with this program is to let you know that you are not alone. There are other people out there. One of those persons that are out there is Victoria. Victoria has been chosen, volunteered, sometimes it's more chosen than volunteered, but to be this year's, that's the 2016 Shining Star for the Eastern Long Island Take Steps Walk that is going to take place October 23rd at Stony Brook University. And Victoria, I just want to say thank you on behalf of so many people, and so many people that you'll probably never meet, that you're going to impact by telling us what you have gone through, where you're at today, and more importantly, how you've been able to interact with different people on the fundraising side, the awareness side, and where you're looking to keep on going. And I know you are looking to keep on going. So, Victoria, thank you again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and truly an honor.
It's great having people on, you know, like you. And even the folks that I interview in the business world and that kind of thing, once they find out what they're truly all about, all of a sudden they just go for it. And those become the most successful people. You have been dealt with the cards here of being diagnosed with Crohn's, and that was at an early age. And I know that's given you strength in some respects, you know, where you now really want to get the message out to everybody else. But you want to give us a little background on when you were diagnosed and what it was like for you?
Of course. So I was diagnosed at age 12, so the end of sixth grade going to seventh. And at first, of course, the years prior, it was just very difficult to go around. We went to so many doctors and everything, trying to figure out, like, what exactly was wrong. And when we finally got to my current doctor, even now, Dr. Markowitz, and he said it, like, immediately, like, okay, this is what you have. And, like, he was so kind and generous and helpful. And Cohen's Children's Medical Center was just a blessing in itself. And I just remember initially I didn't really know how to feel, so to say. I just, of course, I was happy that now finally everything was settled and figured out. But I do remember I was very nervous to go back to school now, because now this is something bigger that you have to deal with. You have to watch what you eat. I was very, very shy about it, and I didn't want to talk to it about anyone, not even, like, my own family and everything. And I would hate it whenever my mom, like, brought it up. But it was, just looking back at it now, like, it's so ridiculous, because, like, there was nothing I could do to, like, change it. Like, I should have just coped with it and just, like, been like, well, there's nothing I can do to control it now. I might as well just learn to love it in a way. And I mean, now I have no problem, obviously, if I'm talking about it now.
Right. Yeah, but it's different. I mean, I give you, I don't know, and I haven't been diagnosed with Crohn's and colitis either, so I am talking from an outsider standpoint, so, you know, with that aside. But, you know, as a 12-year-old girl going through this, there's so many things that are going on in your life, you know, at that moment. And, I could see where it's tough to kind of share, you know, what's going on, on the digestive system, you know, side of things. So, but it does take strength, you know, to start to talk about it. And that's a great thing that you are doing it. So did that actually make you feel better? It was like, you know, that load off your shoulders that you're taking this out of the bathroom, you know, where you're able to not hide different things?
Yeah, definitely, because if I went out with my friends or something like that and I didn't have to explain, like, oh, I can't have that, or, oh, I'm not really feeling too well, like, I just want to go home, it was very difficult to explain it to them, like, why, and I had to, like, beat around the bush or, like, just, it was very difficult to, like, hide behind it. And so now that it's open, like, everyone knows, like, there's nothing to hide behind. It's just out in the open, and it was just easier to tell people and just to talk to them about it. And then people were actually curious about it, and, like, because no one really knows, like, what this disease is, and so now.
Right. I mean, that's absolutely the case. You know, people are more curious, but it's a question, how do you have that conversation? You know, how does somebody that knows you, friends with you, you know, brings up the topic, they want to know, but they don't want to invade your privacy. So it gets to be a bit, you know, awkward, you know, on that side of it. So by you sharing, it just, you know, it probably takes the pressure off of them quite a bit too, because then you're able to talk
definitely
more openly about, you know, foods. You know, can you have spices or not? Is it an ulcer? Is it, you know, something that's, you know, brought on by nerves and all of those kind of conversations, which I don't know. Does that come up when you're a teenager? You know, ulcers and it's brought on by, you know, spicy foods or too much stress? I know as adults it always does, but as a teenager, did those kind of conversations take place?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I piled on, like, schoolwork on top of each other and everything, and so everyone in my family just kept telling me, like, you're going to have too much stress in you. Like, this is not okay for you. And, like, even some of my teachers that we spoke to about it, they were even like, Victoria, like, you have to take a break and everything. Like, this is too much stress on you. So stress was definitely the number one thing, especially when you're in high school and middle school and everything, and there's so many problems and issues that come up with schooling. And, like, especially now this, the stress was definitely the number one. But spicy food, and I never really had a problem with that much. It was more so like the fried and like more things, like harder things to digest, like the corn and everything.
Right. Yeah. It's like some folks feel that this whole thing is brought on by stress. It's not. It aggravates, you know. But,
yeah,
it
aggravates it. So you have to watch it. You have to watch the stress.
Yeah, no, but then, you know, jumping into a project is not a bad thing either, because it gets you focused on something that's a little bit different. Whether it be schoolwork, a project, a hobby, raising money for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation as projects go, and this creates its own level of stress too. You're on stage. Comes October 23rd. You're on stage. Some people like that. Some people don't. But you will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I use definitely like an outlet for like all the stress and just helping me with everything. I did. I worked with a teacher for science research for 4 years in the high school and everything, and I definitely used different parts of, like, the digestive tract and probiotics and everything that dealt with Crohn's, and I did research projects on that, and so I got very into, like, the science background of it and the medical part, and so I used my research projects and everything to even find out more that I didn't know and to possibly, like, look at more natural things to help with, like, the inflammation and everything. So that was definitely...
Do I see a career path over here? Where you're
yes,
really going to stay focused on this? Right? Okay,
yeah.
There we go. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah. So I loved it so much that I want to pursue that even further in college.
Good for you. Like I said before, right, some of the most successful business people, they've been through something. They have some reason that they really want to focus on whatever area of business that it is. and they're driven, and they're driven in a big way. And I'm sure you'll absolutely be driven in a big way to find the cure and then really help people manage with this disease in its entirety, the Crohn's and colitis. You've been sharing your story. You've been raising money in a number of different ways also. Can you explain a couple that you truly enjoyed doing?
Yeah, so the last one that we just did was a Sky Zone fundraising event. And me truly, I didn't know that Sky Zone did any of this, but a certain amount of proceeds from tickets went to the CCFA, and you just had fun and everything. A bunch of kids came, and you just jumped for the cure, and we had an auction going on as well for the adults to enjoy. And that, honestly, I think that was like my number one event that I loved, because we were fundraising for an event, but we were also just having a blast and everything. And my friends came and they helped and everything, and there was so much family there.
Yeah, and that's great. It's the best of both worlds, when you can raise money having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. And Suzanne Beck was there, as well as some other people from the CCFA, and we had a whole table set up, and multiple people came up and was looking at the pamphlets and the flyers and everything and just curious to learn about what, like, this disease truly entails.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're raising awareness at the walk and at all of these different things that we do. Even if it's, you know, just going out and just trying to raise money, it is a matter of raising awareness. So if somebody comes up to you that you don't know, they come up to one of these tables, how do you explain what the Crohn's and colitis is to them? Is there a short version that you give?
Yeah, there's kind of like that automatic response that I have already embedded into my brain. And normally I just tell them that it's an autoimmune disease that affects the digestive system. And that's kind of just like an overview. And then if they are curious to find out more about it, I go into like a little bit more detail.
You pass it to your mom.
Good for you. I mean, it's great. And there's so many people. Yeah, that support staff that's there all the time, right? But, you know, there's so many people on the island that are affected by it. The estimated number is something like 40,000 people on Long Island. It's somewhere around 1.6 million from on more of a global basis. But 40,000 people, you know, and you take 40,000 people and, all the different families. It's like somebody knows somebody. Just about every time you have this conversation, you know, so it's really great that you're doing that. Sky Zone sounds like a blast. That's a good one. I've heard the spin. Some people have used the spin cycles, using that as fundraising. You know, that could be work. Could be fun too for those that like cycling. But the Sky Zone sounds cool. But you've also done a few other things, a little bit, out of the box. These paint nights, for the adults, and another one for the for the younger adults.
Yeah. So we had paint nights and everything. We had one specifically for the adults, and the paintings were more intricate and everything, and they could order wine, and they had dinner, and the adults truly had a blast and everything. And then we had one for the kids, and the kids were just so excited about the paint. I don't even think they knew what they were there for, but they were just so excited about the paint. And I just loved going and just looking at, like, at the smiles at their faces as they're painting, like, a penguin or whatever they wanted to paint.
Right. It's fun. So who paints better? the adults with the dinner or the kids? Somebody probably came up with something that was really, like, outstanding. The non-expected painting. More on the kids' side or on the adult side?
I definitely say the adults tried to stick with whatever they were showing them, and they tried to make it as perfect as possible and everything, but the kids, they were just having free-for-alls. Like, the initial painting was supposed to be a penguin, and there were kids just drawing smiley faces and just coloring all different colors, so the kids just kind of, like, took it as their own.
Certainly something to take away from that one, man. We should never lose our creativity. Sometimes painting inside points doesn't work. Does it work as well? I go jump around with Sky Zone. But, you know, the idea of having everybody come out and support you for this is really, really terrific. Camp Oasis is something that the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is, part of. And you've gotten involved there also. Can you spend a few moments and talk about that? Because that's something that really does not get mentioned anywhere near as much as it possibly could.
Yeah, so when I was in about eighth grade, my doctor told me about this Camp Oasis, And it was just, it's strictly just a camp for children who have Crohn's or colitis. And all the campers have it, as well as all the camp counselors. And even those who run the camp have it. And you go, it's a weekend camp, a week camp in Elizaville, New York, upstate. And you go, and it's just like a regular camp. You do archery, you go swimming in the lake, there's trampolines, you go rock climbing, and so many more events and everything. But then at the end of the day, you have, like, doctor hour where nurses and doctors come around, like, they answer any questions that you have, or you explain to them, like, look, this is going on. Do you have any suggestion or advice to help me? And it's just a huge week of just support and, like, love. And it truly, after the first camp and everything, it completely changed my life. I came back, I felt so much more happier, and, like, I felt so much more in love with, like, what was going on, and it definitely made me more comfortable with what I had. And even the friends that I met my first camp year, I'm still friends with now, and we try to meet up and everything, and it's just, whenever you have a problem, like, I know I can call them or text them and be like, hey, have you gone through this? And the support was just outstanding. And, like, I'll never, honestly, I'll never forget it. And no words can ever thank them for what, like, they do there.
Yeah, it becomes a community. You know, I facilitate a support group with my wife, you know, and it's adults. But, you know, for the younger adults, it's just a little bit more difficult, and it's a formal setting. I guess it's the same as painting between the lines. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes
yeah.
It does. But the Camp Oasis, there is no, I mean, it's just, you're going to camp. I mean, you're just going to camp, and you're doing everything that any camper would do all over the place. But you do have the rest of the support, you know, that's there.
Yeah, and I saw my first year I was a camper, and then the next 2 years after that I went, I was an LIT, or a leader in training. And so at night, we had the opportunity to go to the younger cabin bunks, and they asked us questions as we were closer in age with them. And we were just talking to them, and they were just, like, you could see how young they were and how comfortable they were already just from, like, this camp and everything. And they were like, oh, yeah, I have this, and oh, I do this, and I'm on this medication. And it was just amazing just to see how, like, young it was starting, where they're just there, they don't care. They're just so happy that they're there with their friends now. And just, it was just amazing to see, like, how this camp works and everything. And you don't have to explain anything, like, oh, I have a stomachache. They already know, like, you don't have to tell them anything. They give you, like, oh, I can do this, 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 and they give a whole list of, like, what they can help you with, make you feel comfortable. And it's just,
right.
It's amazing. Like, the love there is so immense.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you don't have to go into any grandiose details. You get a lot of, oh, yeah, been there, done that, you know, and we understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. It's super positive any time that you can be really within that tight-knit community, which obviously Camp Oasis has created, a tight-knit community where there's no excuses that need to be made, there's no hiding anything, and you can ask any question without any repercussion of somebody thinking something badly about you or drawing some concern or painting a picture that's not necessarily, you got this paint night picture thing in my head, but painting a picture of something that's not really, you know, that's not really there. So that's great. And those are relationships to absolutely keep forever. So Camp Oasis is, it is a Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
Created camp,
we'll say, totally supported by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and all the volunteers are coming from within that system, from within that community. So that's great that you kept on going back as a counselor there too, as an LIT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm hoping maybe in the later years and everything, I have time to go back and become like a counselor.
No, I'm sure you will. I'm definitely sure you will. So you've done a couple of other fundraising items, you know, with the regular raffles, a Chinese auction, garage sales, a sportsman dinner, though. What did that one entail? I can't wait to hear this one, too.
So the sportsman dinner, we had auctions of, obviously, from many different sports, many of them from hunting. And so there were just the auction part, and then the thing that drove people in was the food. So we had a professional chef cook, like, this astonishing place at our restaurant. And they made venison and just the weirdest food that you would ever think of, but it tasted like heaven. And so
Sounds great.
Of the men enjoyed that part where they just came and they just ate the food.
Well, look, there were a lot of people who enjoyed the painting for the sake of the painting, didn't realize they were even raising money for a cause. So dinner and food, you know, same kind of thing. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, the reason to get together is just as good, you know, as the cause that everybody's raising money for. And it does help to raise the awareness. So, I mean, all of these things really, truly, you know, work out very, very well as they're doing. But you've also received a few awards from the Lions Club, which I know they are terrific when it comes to being involved in a lot of these community-style events. You know, that is what they're all about, and they follow through with it. You know, you got to love the actionable ideas that are actually put into motion. How did you end up getting involved with the Lions Club?
We were actually involved in a car show that happened at our local town street fair. And so all the proceeds we collected and we put into the CCFA, and my mother was fantastic with that. She definitely was the main force behind it. She got very into the car show. And cars just came, folks just looked at them. Many of the people who were actually participating in the event donated. And the Lions Club ran that street fair, and so they offered us the opportunity to take care of the car show, and we said yes. And then just one thing after another, and we just got involved with them.
It's good. You know, when these different groups get together to help out other groups, it really is a win. And it helps them, too. You know, this way they can get themselves out in front of people that wouldn't normally be affiliated, you know, with the Lions Club. And on this side of it, too, increasing that awareness is so important. And I think one of the reasons that I found that awareness to be so important is that it takes away some of the stigmas that are involved with folks that have either Crohn's colitis or any one of another multitude of different illnesses. You know, we all have so much that we could give, regardless of whatever it is that we are going through. And I think that you are a prime example of that. I mean, you've been through quite a few challenges, and we didn't even go into half of the details on those things. But you've been through quite a few different challenges in your as a young lady growing up, and you're going to run with this. And I see you as becoming possibly much more than you would have under, quote unquote, normal circumstances. You know, and that's really important to get that message out. Well, I mean, you said it. You know, you're looking and you're researching and you enjoy doing the research. You're involved with Camp Oasis. That stuff is terrific. And my own personal one is you like to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's good doing.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. And then just if we're going to go back into the story, I definitely think, like, the hardest thing that I guess overcame was my last surgery, hopefully, knock on wood. I was in 10th grade, and it happened in the summer prior to going into it. And it came, like, out of nowhere, basically. And I missed the first 3 months of school. And so when I finally wound up being able to go back, the school actually contacted us, and at the time I was in 4 different AP classes. And so I went, and the school asked, they were like, oh, do you want to just drop them and get put in regular classes so you don't have to catch up as much? And my mom, like, looked at me, and she's like, I think that's a good idea. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, I'll be fine. I can do it. And somehow I, like, pressed through it all, and I aced, like, every semester. I don't know how, but I somehow, like, my friends were incredible, and they were helping me through it, and the teachers were coming to my house and everything to catch me up on the materials that I missed in those months that I wasn't there, and all the support from, like, my family, and even the kids from my camp and everything, they were, like, texting me because they were in similar classes as well as I was, and they were trying to help me as much as I could, and somehow I got through it, and at the end of the year, I was so happy.
Sure. Oh, it's great stuff. So where are you looking? We've got about 5 minutes left. I mean, so where do you see yourself in a couple of years, you know, with regards to, you know, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, still involved with Camp Oasis, you're going on to college, you're going to study this world a bit more?
Yes, I'm majoring in bio, so I'm hoping that in a couple of years we're allowed to do research projects, and we're going to work with professors, so hopefully I can bring more of this into that aspect. And I'm hoping in the next couple of years that I'm going to Hofstra University, and so I'm hoping that maybe I will be able to start my own club, so to say, about Crohn's and colitis, like working with the CCFA and possibly holding more fundraising events at the school itself. So
that'd be a great thing to do. You know, with the support groups that we have on the island right now, there's just a handful of them, and I know that we can be reaching out to more and more people to get involved with them, and maybe that's exactly what we need. We need somebody that's of college age to be actually running the support group, facilitating the support group, and really promoting it. This way it's peer-to-peer. What we do with the adults is one thing, and then there's a family one, and then there's another one. It's a women's group, but a peer-to-peer in that 20s range, you know, teens, 30s, something like that, because you're all in the same. It's a more tight-knit community. You know, it's a smaller age range, and you're having more of the same kind of issues.
Definitely.
I think that would be a phenomenal thing, really a great thing to do. All right, so we have the walk coming up, and that's going to be October 23rd. There is another walk October 16th that's going to be in the Hempstead area. We, Victoria, and her support staff, the family, and I'm big team, I'm sure, is going to be joining us on October 23rd at Stony Brook University. Hey, they're going to give me the mic again, too, so you and I will be up on stage there. I get to MC these things. So it's Sunday, October 23rd. Registration begins at 11:30. The walk starts at 1 o'clock, but the fun, the real fun, is somewhere around 12:15 or so when Victoria gets on stage. We give out awards. We speak to the medical community over there. There'll be entertainment, food, and obviously you certainly pointed out that food is so important, regardless of whatever it is, you know, that we are going through. But there'll be certainly food down, and we'll speak to the weather people. We'll have a beautiful sunny day, which would be nice. Last couple have been a little bit interesting on the weather side. Victoria, you know, you were asked by Suzanne Beck, you know, to be the shining star. You've been involved with these walks with your parents, specifically more, you know, with your mom, for quite a few years, you know, which is actually, you know, really terrific to go out there and support. But now you're part of, like, say, the leadership side of these walks. Are you looking at that a little different, you know, as because you really are a part of this walk? You're representative of what so many people are going through. It's a little different for you this time around?
It's a little different, and now that I'm kind of in that leadership position, I've actually had, like, multiple mothers and kids actually message me over Facebook after reading my story and asking for advice and asking for tips and asking about the walk. And it was just, when I first got the first one, I kind of put my phone down. I was like, wait, this is very odd. Like, I'm a teenager. Like, kids, people are asking, like, me, like, older adults. And so, I mean, it's incredible that, like, they look at me and everything, but it's definitely a world changer and something more incredible that I do more enjoy than just sitting on the sidelines.
Good for you. It's great. It's rewarding. Anytime that you can help anybody along the way, those that you know you do help, and then there's going to be quite a few that'll just listen to this, and you'll just never know. Well, they'll show up at the walk, and there'll be, you know, quite a few people at that walk that you'll be get a chance to talk to, but they may not get a chance to speak to you. But they'll hear what your message is all about, and that really, truly is very, very important to do. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us and for doing the walk, and I look forward to seeing you October 23rd on a bright, sunny Sunday afternoon. We got to keep praying for that one, a bright, sunny Sunday afternoon at Stony Brook University. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
So we've been talking to Victoria. Victoria Mangiapane has done something that so many people won't do, and that is to stand up and be seen. You know, she'll be taking the stage on October 23rd at Stony Brook University for the walk, but she's taken the stage by doing this program. She's taken the stage by doing all these different kinds of fundraising activities and by standing at a table and speaking to different people. And that is so important. When we go out there, we share our thoughts, share our stories about those things that we are going through. The impact that it has on other people is absolutely immense. I know because I did hear somebody else's story at one point in time, and it made a tremendous impact on me and on my family when it came to our dealing with colitis in this case. And I thank the CCFA tremendously for providing that opportunity. And Victoria, again, we thank you for joining us today and looking forward to October 23rd.
Yes, thank you. And I hope many people come out to support, take steps in the CCFA, and help us to get closer to finding that cure.
And we shall. And as you continue on with your studies, we'll even get that much closer. That'll be a terrific thing. All right, October 23rd, folks, Stony Brook University. We'll see you all there. Victoria, we'll see you there along with the support staff. And everybody, have a wonderful week. And we'll raise some money, raise some awareness for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Till October 23rd, this is Brian Cohen for Strategies of Success.